Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talk to us what's happening with the laws, John, over in Alabama.
Yes. Just last week, Alabama lawmakers approved a bill banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. If this completely passes, it would be the strictest abortion law in the U.S.
So if you can, once you can hear the baby's heartbeat, you can't.
You can't
abort, which is like what, days? Is that a week?
Just a few weeks, really. Yeah. Really. And this is huge because, you know, since 1973, Roe versus Wade, that made abortion legal. We know that just because things are legal, they're not moral. 55 million plus babies have been born, and have been killed, murdered.
Which is like half of the United States, if you took the number of population in states, right?
25 states, yeah.
25 states have been aborted. Is that not? You know how it is. I mean, if you understand the Lord, that's innocent bloodshed, which God will forgive you, but understand we have to deal with the blood, that the innocent blood, and say, dear God, and begin to repent for it, that God would turn.
Well, when broken down, that's 3,322 abortions per day, 138 every hour, and 2 abortions every minute.
So every single minute, 2 more. Understand this. This is the one God that God hated, the false God that God hated the most. It was the God of Moloch. And the reason why he hated that God, based on the scriptures, is people would sacrifice their children to Moloch. It's the sacrifice of children. And you can almost define Moloch as idolatry. That because of me, because of what this is going to mean in my life, because I'll have to suffer, I'll have to raise this child, or this is an unwanted child, or it's going to cause me to have to work longer or not work or whatever.
Or ruin my life.
The president talked about he didn't want his daughters to have, that situation going on. Because of self, idolatry, then Moloch, the altar of Moloch, they would sacrifice. Because what happens is, under the false gods, the false god, they would promise something. Mm-hmm. And if you sacrifice to that false god, they say, then this is what you get. Mm-hmm. Well, if you sacrifice your children, they would say, you get this. And so today, when somebody says, the fruit of their life, if I sacrifice my child, then I get, my life gets to be about all me.
Right.
You know, we have an article on the VFN Torch. You got to hear it or see it, talking about, there's clubs talking about, singles and no children.
Right.
I forget what it's called. You can find it. It'll be related to it. But so that's still happening today. It just happens, instead of being on a rock,
right,
on the top of a on a ziggurat or some sort of a shrine, it's on a metal table in a stucco building done under the guise of a
medical procedure.
But Alabama now.
Alabama.
Has stepped in behind that sheetrock wall, and they said, not in our state.
Not in our state. Listen, the bill's called HB 490. It passed in the House 73-29, and the measure severely punishes doctors who would go against this piece of law, making it a felony. And so this is serious business here. Still has to go through a final vote. But, we've been praying as along others, a simple prayer. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. And we saw a wave happen over the summer. If you remember, we covered that extensively on The Torch, and I encourage you to go to The Torch and listen to these segments, because it's encouraging. Yeah. But we saw laws that were passed in Florida with the Baby Alive Bill.
We had the Baby Alive Bill with Governor Rick Scott. And let me just tell you this. This is what the congressmen that were there at that bill signing said to me. And maybe Pat may have been there with him saying it. There's never been a governor ever that ever sat at that desk in the governor's mansion and the governor's place in Tallahassee, I guess the capital of Florida, that would have signed that bill, which means the governor who Florida has now, according to these congressmen, is the only one at this point that ever would have done that.
Wow.
And he signed the baby alive bill, which means if that baby's born alive, if you do anything other than give it life and take care of it or rush it to a hospital or help it out, then you will be prosecuted to the extent of the law because that is a citizen of the United States and a citizen of Florida.
And that's even if it's a botched abortion, they have to take that baby and make sure it gets...
Yeah, well, botched abortion means they didn't kill the child.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're still alive. Yeah, exactly. And I have the pen, you know, I have the pen in my office that, you know, one of the pens that he was using to sign that with and got to stand there with him. And to me, it was very rewarding because, you know, God called us back, which is another sign, I believe. We talked about the Lighthouse Prophecy, that God will reward us stopping innocent bloodshed, you know, going in that direction. And there is a way to prevent unwanted pregnancies. There is a way to do that.
Yes, there is.
You know, it's abstinence.
That's
and
right.
Say, you know, if you don't, you know, you don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
You don't get pregnant.
Amazing
we forgot about the whole aspect of things.
Sure.
And there is a way to prevent all that bloodshed. And it's, you know, living, you know, God's way of walking and seeking his grace to be able to do that. And then having children in the context of marriage. But have children. I always tell folks that even they're going through a rough situation and they had their child. And I knew what they were going through and going through those all those questions. I look at them. I said, I just want to tell you. Thank you for giving this child life.
Yes.
Thank you. I know that you're going through some rough time right now. I know it's difficult for you, but I want to tell you right now, thank you for giving that child life. Thank you for not taking his or her life. And I'll give you some more wisdom. You need help. You know, if you need help, if you're at the end of your ability to be patient, you know, get some wisdom. There's so many parents and there's women, there's people right now, even World News last night, they were talking about these Boston families. They come in there and they just hold babies. That's all they do. They hold the babies in the hospital because they needed somebody to be able to hold and pay attention. Mm-hmm. There's somebody that will help you and give you wisdom on how to raise that child.
Mm-hmm.
And, but thank you. Thank you for giving birth to that child. And I just pray the Lord would bless you with wisdom and bring you into the family of God and empower you and give you a grace that you'll say, man, this is the best thing that I ever did. I'm so thankful that I didn't listen to the counsel that was telling me to take the life of my child. But my child lives. And today, because he lives, I live for the Lord. God bless. It's amazing what Alabama is doing over there. And as a matter of fact, not only Alabama, but Alabama passed a law. It was like 73-29, the HB 490 law that says that if that baby's got a heartbeat, is it gone all the way through already?
No, because it has to pass another.
The Senate?
Yeah.
Okay, but the Congress has passed it.
Strong.
Strong, 73-29, which says if that baby has a heartbeat, you cannot take its life with strong ramifications if you.
Felony.
Lord, we just pray right now for Alabama and the Senate that they would follow suit. That is a hub state. Maybe that's why it's going to be a hub state. And so, but there's other states just recently that begin to really focus on this cause. What were the states that focused
Wisconsin,
on?
Wisconsin, Texas.
Now, what are they passing? What type of?
These abortion banning laws are around 20 weeks.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, if you look at the, you know, fetus at 20 weeks, this is from the beginning, it's a baby, but my goodness, just to say that, you know, anyone even would dare have a problem with that. But you have laws that were passed in Wisconsin, Texas, Ohio, and Arkansas, and now Alabama as well as Florida. And so we saw that huge wave happen over the summer.
Wow.
And continue to pray. God is, this is a direct answer to prayer.
Mm.
Continue to pray. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, end abortion, sin revival. Yes. And that was birthed out of, for us, out of International House of Prayer, Kansas City.
Yeah.
They began just to pray, very simple to the point. You know, the Lord
targeted.
Says pagans are the ones that keep rambling. You don't need to ramble on. Just say, dear God, end abortion. And the reason why is it's innocent bloodshed.
Yeah.
God, of all the things, even Abel's blood cries out today. So whether it's an adult or a baby or whatever, there's something about innocent blood that as you can read, when you read about Jehoiakim and Zedekiah and Josiah, that was the innocent bloodshed that was on the land that caused God to come judge a nation and brought it into Babylonian captivity. And so it's important for us to just, you know, pray for that. And if you're one of the men or women who participated in doing that. Understand, God forgives. You know, God forgives. So you just got to say, dear Lord, this was sin. It was wrong. It's not what they said it was. It is murder. And I did it, and God forgive me for it, and heal me, and help me be a voice for the voiceless now.
Yes.
I mean, how much stronger can you be standing up and saying, listen, and giving your testimony?
Mm-hmm.
I think about the young lady that goes to the different schools. I can't remember her name, but she talks about, you know,
STDs and...
Well, she talks about sexuality and abstinence is the best mm-hmm. way, and she just tells all the stats like it is, and it's real intense. Pam Stenzel.
Yeah.
And but she ends with saying, you know, this is so important because there are, and she talks about this particular child. This mother was going to abort her child, but it was what they call a botched abortion. In other words, they didn't kill the child.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the child. And then she says, and that child was me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now she's affecting all those kids' life. If you have not invited Pam Stenzel to your school, your public school, your Christian school, or what, I would encourage you to get it. Maybe her stuff will be available on the Torch. Make it available for everybody to access her online media.
Also, be sure to go to the links at VFNTV.com. We have other resources available to you in the event that, you know, you're looking for wisdom and you're seeking ministry. Because maybe you need help and you're in a situation right now where you don't know what to do. Let me tell you, God is for you. He can help you through this. And always choose life.
You go to VFNTV.com, click on links at the top, and we have several resources available for you right now. I encourage you, stop, think, go, listen, see your child, pray, and realize that child was you at one time in your life. And when you were being born, and being grown in the womb. And if you'll give that child life, I'm telling you, you'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFNTV in the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.